Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Milwaukee Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bob Will. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mel Roach. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Al Heist. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ellsworth. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lee May. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Matthews. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Lau. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Burdette. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Lou Burdette. And now, play ball. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Will hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Burdette scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Will for the out. One out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. May strikes out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bowling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Matthews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bowling moves to third. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bowling tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Braves. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. There goes Matthews. The throw from Bertel and he is out, Zimmer applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan misplays the ball. That's an error on McMillan. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Santo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of May. Santo reaches second base with a double. Banks moves to third. Mel Roach is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Roach takes first base on ball four. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Heist hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Banks scores. Santo moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Cubs, 1, Braves, 1. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel hits a fly ball into center field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Will. McMillan reaches second base with a double. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ellsworth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burdett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Will is 0 for 1 in the game. Will hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Zimmer hits a pop-up towards third. Matthews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Will moves to third. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Lou Burdett is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Burdett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Roach scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Bowling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. There goes Bowling. The throw from Bertel and he is out, Banks applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Roach is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Roach is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Roach hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on McMillan. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There goes Roach. The throw from Lau and he is safe. Roach steals second. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Heist is 0 for 1 in the game. Heist hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bertel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Matthews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Matthews moves to second. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. The ball gets by Burkell for a passed ball. Matthews moves to third. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Adcock is 0-for-1 in the game. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ellsworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellsworth takes first base on ball 4. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Will is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Will bunts towards the mound. Burdett fields it and throws to first for the out. Ellsworth moves to second. One out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Zimmer is 0-for-2 in the game. Zimmer hits a pop-up towards third. Matthews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan misplays the ball. That's an error on McMillan. Ellsworth moves to third. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burdett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McMillan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McMillan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Braves. Charlie Lau batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lau is 0-for-1 in the game. Lau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Burdett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Burdett is 0-for-1 in the game. Burdett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Santo. Burdett moves to second. Lee May batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burdett moves to third. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bowling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bowling is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Roach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Roach is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Roach hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Lau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Heist is 0-for-2 in the game. Heist hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Mathews is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Mathews is called out on strikes. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Adcock is 0-for-2 in the game. Adcock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0-for-2 in the game. Bertel hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman pinch hits for Dick Ellsworth. George Altman is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Altman strikes out. Two outs. Bob Will batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Will is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Will takes first base on ball 4. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0-for-3 in the game. Zimmer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas who is chasing the ball. Zimmer reaches third base with a triple. Will goes all the way around to score. It's Cubs, 2, Braves, 2. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Schaefernoth now pitching. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McMillan is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McMillan hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lau is 0-for-2 in the game. Lau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schaefernoth fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lou Burdett is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Burdett is 0-for-2 in the game. Burdett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lau moves to second. Lee May is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Roach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roach is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Roach hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Heist settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Matthews is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Matthews hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Aaron is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Aaron strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Heist is 0-for-3 in the game. Heist hits a fly ball into center field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bertel is 0-for-3 in the game. Bertel hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bauschi pinch hits for Joe Schaefer-Noth. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Bauschi hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Don Elston now pitching. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Adcock is 0-for-3 in the game. Adcock is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 1-0. McMillan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McMillan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thomas moves to third. Al Spangler pinch runs for Frank Thomas. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lau is 0-for-3 in the game. Lau is walked intentionally. McMillan moves to second. Wes Covington pinch hits for Lou Burdett. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Covington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Zimmer. Spangler scores. McMillan moves to third. Lau moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Braves, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.